going on, y'all? This is your man Chris from the Brothers Langdon Sports Happy Hour. And before we get into this episode of The Break, brought to you by Black Kids, I just want to give some pub to the people who've given us reviews lately, not too long ago. We've been slow on them, I'll admit. We apologize, but we definitely want to get some shout outs and let you know we appreciate those who left reviews and feedback for us. Oh, yeah, one by She Be Show Enough. Can't get enough of Black Kids. You can't be a podcast junkie and not have Black Kids on your playlist. The Break, Culture Connection, The Brothers Langdon Sports Happy Hour, and now The Brown Girl Hour covers all the bases. Sports, entertainment, pop culture, society. I look forward to every new episode. Thank you, She Be Show Enough. We really appreciate that. So what we try to do is cover all the bases, like you said, give a nice different mix of podcasts, listening pleasures for y'all. And please check her podcast out, The Nerdy Black Chicks, on Stitcher and iTunes as well. Appreciate that. Also, love the panel by Beezy. Just found you guys on Stitcher Radio. Had to subscribe also on iTunes Podcast. Coming from a chick that just started an online radio show, Social Riot Radio, I love the panel and the topics. It's an equal exchange of honest opinions and experiences. And I love the variety of questions and topics posed through the show. You guys feed off of each other well. Keep it up. Thank you for that. We really appreciate that. We have fun doing The Break, man. It's, you know, just different personalities, as you'll see with what's coming up next. And we just try to have a good time and, you know, bring honest opinions, different opinions. And, you know, as Black people, we have all different variety of opinions. And we, you know, we can all get along and, you know, not bicker when we differ. You know what's up? So thank you guys for those reviews on iTunes. And I also want to give a shout out to, you know, I won't say his name. I won't do that kind of stuff. But, you know, he actually left us a donation on the website. And we don't get a lot of those. So he knows who he is. So we appreciate that, man. Big ups to that. And if you guys wanted to donate, I mean, we don't ask a lot, but it would help. You know, a lot of donations we get, it all goes back into the show, into the network, whether it's equipment, software, you know, food for the guests, anything related to the podcast. We're not pocketing that money just for ourselves. It's all about giving y'all great quality and great content from the Black Kids Network. So thank you guys so much. If y'all want to reach out to us, you can leave reviews on iTunes and Stitcher Radio as well. You can email us, Casey@blackkidsonline.com. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can find us on Twitter at Black Kids Online, on Facebook at Black Kids Magazine. And I think that's it. So y'all enjoy the episode, and thanks for listening. Peace.
Welcome back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. We have a beautiful roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris, Tash, Sean, the other Chris,
right on,
Toria, and John. And tonight's topic is what constitutes thirst in dating / relationships. And this topic comes on the table based off of one of our podcast friends out of Chicago, Miss Kai Love, who shared a story on her podcast, The Pisces Life, of a dating experience she just had recently. She was out at a bar and there were some gentlemen that came in together as a group, and one that seemed to catch her eye, and from her perspective, she caught his. And she noticed that he and his friends were drinking beer, and so she decided to send him a beer, and he sent it back. And then came over to her and told her, you know, thank you for the beer. But from my perspective, when a woman buys a man a drink, she looks thirsty, or that appears to be thirsty. And so the conversation that we're having is that thirst? Like, what makes a person thirsty? Is that just her being? I felt like that was just a woman being, you know, forthright. You see a man you think is attractive, or appears to be alone, there's no woman with him at the moment, and you buy him a drink, let him know you appreciated him being there, and hey. And I thought him sending the drink back was pretty cold. That's a cold diss. Maybe it's because I'm in hot ass Los Angeles and a frosty beverage is not something to turn down right now. I don't know. But that seemed pretty cold. I feel like there's a selection of ways to let a person know that you're not interested versus just a cold diss. But that's me opening it up to the table.
Yeah, well, this is John Wood. Yeah, I can't imagine either having a drink return like that or returning the drink. That's just cold game all the way around. But I think the real question is the guy right? I mean, does that indicate that a woman is thirsty, as he put it, or desperate because she buys a man a drink? The larger question is it okay, I think, for a woman to come out to a man? I think that's kind of what the guy was getting at, really. It was the idea that, no, if there's going to be some rapport here, I'm going to come to you. You know, you don't come to me, because if you come to me, that makes you look easy. That makes you look desperate. I think that's the notion. I think that I've never had that opinion. As you know, when I was, you know, back on the dating scene, I mean, I'm very happy if you're going to, you know, make it easy for me and save me the tension of having to figure out, you know, how to break the ice and be Mr. Smooth. You know, send me a signal. That's all good with me. But, you know, I think that there's always been a traditional sort of, you know, way of interplaying between men and women, where the idea is that the man is going to be the man is going to be the aggressor, the man is going to be the hunter, just like the man is supposed to be the provider and the man is supposed to be the protector, and the woman therefore is supposed to, you know, be sort of, you know, I guess the damsel in distress. She's supposed to, you know, wait for the Prince Charming and so forth. I mean, that's the kind of masculine feminine dichotomy that society is used to. And so even though those attitudes have changed in many respects, I think this is just an instance of a man who I think just holds very strictly to, you know, I think what he considered to be a traditional way of looking at male-female flirtation. Although it doesn't excuse the fact that brother was just plain rude and sending the drink back.
Right. That's not thirsty. Thirsty would have been her going out, sprawling out across the table and telling him and his boys to take shots off her body. Right. She sent you a drink out of all your friends. You should have been flattered that she noticed you out of all of your friends. Because I would have sent it back and said, oops, I meant to give it to your homeboy because you're whack. Now we have an argument about me being rude and not thirsty. But yeah, I mean, that's so outdated. Like, that's no different than a woman saying hello first or smiling first or complimenting a man saying you're attractive. Why not? Like, he was feeling himself a little too much to be able to turn down a drink, walk over and send it back and don't say anything. Yeah. How about just send it back then? But to walk over, you real confident to walk over and bring me my drink back and tell me I'm thirsty?
Yeah.
Man down situation, for real.
That's just such an extreme response. And the thing that caught my ear in listening to Kai's podcast is that for her, she says she walked away from the situation thinking, I'll never buy another man a drink.
Girl, boo.
Right. I'm like, don't do that. Because he's one out of...
One chump out of millions of others. Please. He was a chump. He was a chump.
Gladly accept the drink.
Yes. Girl, Kai, you better buy two more drinks. I'd buy one for his daddy. But like, your daddy took it. You chump.
This is Sean, and I think in hearing this story, I think the thing that's most hard for me to receive is the whole disrespect aspect of using the word thirsty to describe the whole scene. I think that, especially if these are Black/African-Americans having this conversation, I think we need to stop this normalizing disrespect, because the same thing is if we are interacting with other races and they're like, oh, you're constantly calling me about a job interview, you're acting thirsty. All of a sudden now we want to get pissed and have an attitude. And I think we need to be conscious of words that we're using in our community as we're entering a phase where there's a whole lot of racism, a lot of things that are coming up on the Black community. We're being attacked by so many different aspects and elements. When we use words like thirsty and whatnot, it has a negative connotation because it's born out of a whole mindset around sex. And I'm like, if we're going to use that to describe everybody's behavior, no matter what they do, I think we have to be very careful of that, because I think we're headed in a place that we're going to regret one day.
This is Chris. Yeah. I would hope Kai would not just automatically go off that one and be like, I'm not going to do it anymore, just because that's the way this cycle goes of men not liking women and vice versa, where somebody, you get hurt by a person, all of a sudden it's like, all right, I don't want to deal with them anymore because this one particular person out of many just was an asshole. I mean, his move was like, I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah, I want to drink because, you know, like Wood said, like the fact that nowadays women are taking more of an initiative to break the ice. It's just an icebreaker. You know, buying a drink don't mean you with me the whole damn night. I ain't, you know. Right. No, there's some guys who think like that.
And
like,
there are some women who think like that.
Yeah, I bought you a drink. You know, you mine for the night. Like, no. And there's people who, guys who buy drinks and just don't come over. They're just like, hey, I just want to buy you a drink, and that's it. And if something happens, okay. And if it doesn't, so the hell what?
Right.
It's just strange to me. I don't. He's totally off base because I'm like, thirst means you trying. Like a girl who's blatantly putting her ass out for everybody to see. That I would consider that more thirsty.
Well, extreme attention seeking.
Yeah.
And where sending a drink to me would not qualify as seeking heavy attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is Tash here. I don't think it's thirsty, but I would perceive it as thirsty.
Would you?
Mm-hmm, I would. I would.
Tell us
why. I would just think I like had, and depending if I enjoyed that for that evening, like, oh, look, this is easy, you know, like, but you're right. When I really think about it, no, it's not thirsty. She knows what she likes, and she's being forward, and she's making the initial contact, but I can't really argue against someone who, or a man who would see it as thirsty. There's something about it. It seems like really low hanging fruit, and
so you equate it with the ease of the catch, which would then tie back exactly into what Wood says.
Yeah,
you alleviated the challenge.
Yeah, you enjoy the challenge of the chase. And it's almost as if there's little to no chase. And when you really think it through, you have to know that that's not true, because a woman still likes romance. And if you have no game and you aren't smooth and can't transition into certain conversations, you still don't have any chance. That doesn't mean she's going to, you know, have sex with you. As brother was saying, Sean was saying that, yeah, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't equate it with sex, but I can see where one would.
Wow, to me that was like, hello. That's like, should a woman say hello first? Because just because I sent the drink, I haven't gotten to know you yet. I don't know what you act like when you get that drink in your system. So I very well could say goodbye to you after you finish that drink. Like, my bad, I just spent $7.50 and I don't want to talk to you anymore. I think it's pretty presumptuous to assume that she wants you for real, because all she did was notice. Like,
yes. Well, you're right. Attractive. It is extremely presumptuous to assume that.
I think Tash is remarking on the male instinct, and I do get that. And again, yeah, for all the reasons stated. Every person is an individual, though. Of course, you buy a woman sends you a drink, you come over and you find that she just wants to get to know you, but the deal isn't sealed because she bought you a drink. Or you could buy a woman a drink, and as soon as you get there, it's like, okay, that's all I needed. it's an individualized
thing. Right, yeah, it totally is. And
like I said, I got the brother's perception. The perception, I understand. I don't get sending the drink back and being rude about it.
I agree. And I think like a good way to handle it, and I only know this because it was in a movie. And like Good Will Hunting, when Minnie Driver's character is at the bar and Matt Damon is there, and she's like, what are you, an idiot? I gave you energy from the other side of the room all night, and you never came up to ask for my number. Here's my number if you want to call me. Let's go out on a date.
Was that thirsty?
No, because it was actually a little bit confrontational. Like, and she was still saying, let's like call me, let's go on a date. If you're truly as stupid as I think you are now, there's no chance. But I'm willing to see if there is a chance with you. But it's forward. And for some men who might be insecure, that type of being a woman being forward in that way, you'd be like, well, what's wrong with her? Why does she need, like, she's a beautiful woman. Why does she need to initiate when clearly any guy would come up to her and initiate on their own. I just hadn't gotten around to it.
Yeah, and it's funny because another podcast was talking about it, and they mentioned the idea of whether or not the person in question, not the people we're talking about, but if in this particular scenario, the person who sends you the drink isn't attractive to you, is how would you respond to this? So think about that. But what I do want to ask the brothers at the table is this. If from the male perspective, a woman sending a drink could indicate thirstiness or just low bearing fruit easiness, what would be a good method of trying to make contact with a man if you are a woman who is forward and you do want to initiate the situation without coming off like there is no challenge, there is no chase? Just eye contact? Just keep it at the eye contact and hope for the best?
For me, because I think if I had received a drink, I would have been intimidated. I thought the brother was being disrespectful.
Okay.
But I think if I had received a drink, I would have been intimidated. And I think the advice I would give women is that when my club days or whatever, I would say study the brother and see what he's enjoying and then merge into that. So that the conversation is not about you or him. It's about an act that's taking place. Like if I was on the dance floor dancing and you saw that I like dancing and you saw me asking different women to dance, put yourself or position yourself somewhere where I could want to dance with you. And then while we're dancing, let the conversation merge into something else.
Yeah, all you got to do is give me the right look. And
I'm
coming over. Yeah. See them pretty eyes, and that's a wrap.
For me, if a woman would have sent me a drink like that, man, I would have took it as a compliment. I would have went over to her, you know what I'm saying, and I would have talked to her, see where it could have went. If that was the case,
whether you were attracted to her or not,
if I'm not attracted to her, that's a different story.
That's the question.
You know what I'm saying? If I ain't attracted to her, then it's just like thanks.
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah, what do you do?
Nah, no, I would just say thank you. Yeah, just say thank you and keep it moving. I'm saying if I'm attracted to her, that's a different story. If she's an attractive woman and she's sending me a drink, then it's like okay. Obviously, she attracted to me. She's sending me a drink. I'm going to go see what it's about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think flirtatious eye contact is all you need to really give the guy an opening to come over and talk to you. A smile but that's it's kind of like a universal thing. A smile. That right there is an invitation for friendliness without being, you know, quote unquote thirsty. And I want to reiterate, she was not being thirsty.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I want to be really clear about that. But I would understand someone who's not secure and unsure, or just the tables being turned and mm-hmm. like, oh, I've never been in this situation before. Yeah, taking it as such.
Also, I want to say, even if she wasn't attractive, I still would have gave her the respect of just, you know, going over there and just saying thank you. You know what I'm saying?
A gentleman, man.
I don't know. That's just the way I feel.
Yeah, I mean,
the way I feel.
Yeah, I would have at least given her, like, made eye contact with the beer and you could read me saying thank you. Right. Or she wasn't, but just letting her know.
Hold the beer up and say cheers. Thank you. Yeah. Like, good luck.
Right. Right. And just be like, you know, or I may just be like, thank you and shoot the breeze for a few minutes and then, you know, if I'm not attracted, okay. And then, thank you. And then move on. Like the eye contact and all that is basic. I would guess nowadays, I'm luckily don't have to be in that boat, but I'm pretty sure there are probably a lot of women who'd be like, yeah, I give them that. And these dumbasses still don't come over and take the hint. Like, look, I'm flagging you down. Hello, come over here and holler at me. And you don't. So I can see why women are like, I don't want to waste all this time. You know, is he going to come? Is he not? Let me just go over there and be like, here I am, and see what he does. And if he doesn't do anything, well, now I know I can move the hell on and check out another guy.
Because it is so much of a game. It's so much of a game.
And it's very traditional. I could see somebody, a guy who's very traditional, that it would take it like, oh, I don't like that. Because I'm supposed to be the one to get you. And you're like, you don't women, you know, you stepping out that box, and I don't know how to handle it.
Yes. that makes it just so difficult. I'm sitting here like, what? Like, study you while you're on the dance floor. I've been on lost attention and looking somewhere else. Like, dude, I smile. Smiling is not a necessary invitation. Smile means hello, you know. Like, I don't know. I'd have a hard time, you know, like studying you, figuring you out in a social setting, what you're all about. Like, I think she did that. She saw he was drinking beer and she sent the drinking light. Now, if I got to watch you and see how you two-step and all that, damn, like, sorry, I'm looking elsewhere. Like, you know, now it's different if I see you in a different setting. But if it's a social setting, it sounds like happy hour. You don't have time to, like, really keep studying in. Then, to me, that's when it really starts getting a little too much. If a woman sits and don't, like, I'm watching you for 20 minutes and let me figure out what you're doing. That's a little too much. Like, hit it and move. Like, boom, there's the drink. You're not hollering back. Cool. You know, I don't consider it. There's, but I don't know. This is very interesting to hear the men speak this way.
It is. Very, very interesting.
This is Sean. And I also want to add, I think, sisters, one of the things you have to realize is that the brothers around this table, we hold women in high esteem. So we have a level of respect that we look for and we give. So if you're out here meeting brothers who are just blatantly being disrespectful, you need to change your crowd and your company.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the environment, perhaps. Because it's a trip.
Y'all going to mess it up for the men. They ain't getting nothing to drink no more. All the women that's hearing this right now, like, nope. You'll get a drink when we know each other and you're at my place.
Yeah. And it's just a difference in perception from the two different genders. Because I think now, like, wow. Especially even when I think about my immediate circle of friends, for the most part, people have built relationships with people who either they knew previously or there's some other connection through another friend. So, like, you know, we're friends by circumstance of other friends. I don't know too many people that have been complete and total strangers and have met as strangers, nice, gotten together and connected and made a relationship. I know these situations have happened, but I think I definitely see more frequently people connecting who have had some sort of previous connection or somebody, a mutual friend to connect them. Which makes me think that the dating game can be just really, really harsh when you're dealing with people who you absolutely do not know and have no background knowledge or information on it all whatsoever.
Well, what's interesting, it brought back a story to me. I actually, this was, you had a story. Let's see whose story, Ben. You go first.
Tell your story. It's fine.
I actually, this was years ago, saw a guy in Starbucks, thought he was cute. Left, was like, God, he's so cute. I should have said something more.
Should have bought him a coffee.
I went back. No, right. Don't you send back my lattes. They cost too much. I went back.
Got my grande, too.
What? My grande, too. I said something to the effect. I don't know what exactly I said, but I gave him my number. Like, I shouldn't have passed you up, but da-da-da-da. He was in a Pepsi truck, right? Got to work, told the guys. The guys were like, that was cool. He called me that day, later that evening. He's like, I just want to let you know. I have someone, but I couldn't let the day go by not letting you know you made my day because my esteem went up to have a woman like you come up to me. And even if I didn't have a woman, yes. But I didn't also want you to think I wasn't calling you, and that's why I'm calling you. And I was like, this fool just called me to tell me he ain't talking to me. But so you really can't win for losing. But it brought back that story. Like, I mean, I guess old boy would have called me thirsty also, but another man saw it as like he was driving around smiling the whole day at work. Like, this woman came back and gave me her number, but I got to, which was even more respectful, him saying, I have a woman and I'm not stepping out, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Actually. Yeah, well, no, I think that's a sweet story.
Topic.
Well, Kim made the point that most people, and it's true for me too.
Yeah,
most people in Kim's circle, most people in my circle too, don't meet as complete strangers and gotten together. But I can think of an exception to that. I hope she don't mind me telling this story. It ain't a bad story, but my mother met my stepfather at Dynasty, you know?
In Inglewood?
Yeah, the club. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And
she sent him a drink.
It was funny. No, but I mean, there's the eye contact, but the funny thing is this. My mom, and I've heard her tell the story a million times, so this is the first time I'm telling it, but she's there with my godmommy, AJan, if you're listening, love you. She do this sometime. They're at Dynasty, and I guess they've been, you know, drinking a little bit or what have you, having a good time, and my soon-to-be stepdaddy is over there, Ken, and I guess he looks over and makes eye contact with Jan or something. She looks at him and she says to my mother, she says, you know him, don't you? Now, Jan is always fun when she drinks a little bit. And so, you know, she I don't know why she thought that Ken knew her. But I'm telling everybody's business. There you go. And
we might have an edit coming on.
But she says, you know him, don't you? And Mom looks over at Ken, and Ken looks over at Mom, and Mom says, no, I don't know him. And I guess, you know, Ken, he's kind of a shy guy, really looks aside a little bit. And Jan says, no, you know him, don't you? So Mom, it kind of makes her kind of keep looking back to see if she knows him. And finally, I guess he's, you know, getting the eye contact. He's like, okay, I guess I better go over and introduce myself since I was all this eye contact. So he comes over and he shakes her hand. He says, hi, my name is Ken. And my name is, you know, it's too late to be anonymous now. She says, hi, my name is Ken. And Mom shakes his hand. And is the way she tells the story. She says, I'm thinking, no, I don't know him, but I'm glad to know you now, you know. And the rest is history, and they've been married for about 5 or 6 years now, you know. Two strangers. So it does happen. And you know, the thing people going to clubs miss is this. You go to a club or a social setting to have a good time. And in the course of having a good time, you might meet that person who you can have a good time with for the rest of your life. What makes a person, not to use the, you know, to use the term, since we introduced it, thirsty, is I think a person who is so hell-bent on finding that person every time they go out that they totally miss the aspect of just enjoying yourself and being comfortable with yourself because you're so busy trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right, you know? Well, and so if anything makes a thirsty individual, I think it's probably that.
But I think a lot of people go to the club to, as Pharrell says, get lucky. Yeah, and that is like the goal of the good time. It's like, oh, we can have a good time. We can chill. We can relax. And if you get lucky, it's like the cherry on top. Right. And I think that as an intro to this segment, you should play Kalisa's song, I'm Thirsty. Because I'm thirsty. Doesn't she have a song that says I'm thirsty?
I'm bossy.
Okay, well, you should change it up to be, because I'm thirsty.
I'm like, Khalees made a song called I'm Thirsty.
She did make a song called Milkshake.
Yeah, she did. My milk was that thirsty? My milkshake. The boys in the yard.
That was cocky.
She's confident. Yeah, a lot of times it depends on the guy, too, because I can't admit, I was more of a quiet guy, so if a woman would approach me, it's like, oh, it's... I didn't have that problem where it's like, oh, you taking some of my work away from me. Because I'm like, it ain't over just because I got to know you. Now I got to do more to make sure that, you know, this keeps going. It's just, okay, you took off the initial meet and greet and weird stuff. I mean, it still get weird. You just made it easier for me to come up to you and not have to deal with your friends and all that stuff. But I still got to close the deal. You know, a woman initiating the contact, coming over and saying, coming over to you and saying hi, introducing herself first, buying a drink and all that. That doesn't, all she did was basically just cut out a few minutes of your time. That's it.
So I think what I'm walking away from this conversation getting, and what I hope everybody listening walks away with getting, is that Tash has something else to say.
Yeah, I have a question for the ladies here.
Yes.
If after you send a drink to a guy and he accepts it and comes over and says thank you and begins a conversation, do you expect him to reciprocate with a drink right then and there or
no?
Okay.
Because there is you really have a 50-50 chance here that this conversation can go great or this conversation can go terrible.
Right, right.
It's nothing worse than being attracted to somebody initially and then getting into a conversation with them that just takes everything downhill. You're like, ooh, let's wrap this up.
Ooh, sure is sleeping. Yeah. No, absolutely. I wouldn't expect him to buy a drink or reciprocate it. No. 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 I mean, it depends on what he's talking about and who he is.
Yeah.
Like, and if his conversation is good enough, I might not even need another drink.
Yeah.
Some people get off on giving drinks.
Yeah.
Right?
Just flashing.
Yeah, they do.
you know. Mm-hmm. So no, I love pineapple and vodka, but no.
And it's making me laugh because in Deep Show, which is another podcast crew coming out of the DMV, they were talking about this situation, and the host Big B said he was out at the club with he and his friend, and I forget what they were drinking, some really expensive liquor, and some woman saw them, and he's a big guy. And I guess he was with another friend who was a big guy. And she was like, "Ooh, look at y'all two big strapping men in here, blah, blah." And was like, "What y'all drinking?" And she wasn't familiar with the drink. And they told her what she was drinking. He was there. So she tells the bartender, you know, round up two more. And the drinks was like what? Like,
it was like $30. It was just funny because yeah, like when they brought it up, it's like, dude was like, of course you ain't going to say nothing cheap. You're like, what you drinking? I'm drinking that top shelf.
And she got the bill and she was like, what is this?
Hell no, send it back.
I'll be right back. So yeah, so you find yourself in a catch. Be careful. So what I was going to say is I'm walking away from this conversation hearing that, you know, once again, we're so very different as far as gender is concerned. And sometimes what we think the other side is thinking, we're completely wrong. And our perception of how we're being perceived, and you kind of got to tread lightly there. I would say to Kai, and I did say to Kai, I think I said to Kai, if I didn't, I'm saying it to you now, girl, take a chance. You know what I mean? That's one jerk. Don't let one monkey stop a show. And you know, to single sisters out there who are being forward, you know, there might be a brother who finds your forwardness attractive. Everybody won't. And I did tell her this. I said, I've had male friends tell me that they chose to never try to date me because I am a woman who is forward. And I have a lot of male friends. A lot of men are not comfortable with that. But then I remember having this conversation, I think I might have even had it on Facebook, and one of my male friends said, and some of us love you because of it. So, you know, you just never know. You know, somebody for everybody, I'd like to believe. So, but we just have to keep in mind, I guess, the way we see things and the way we envision them, they might not always be seen that way from the other side.
Yeah, it's more people open nowadays than they were before.
Oh, yeah, but these young dudes are not going to turn down no free drinks.
Oh, no. I mean, young dudes now. I mean, you got so many guys now just willing to be taken care of. So.
Yeah, these millennials are looking for you to have out to dinner.
Yeah, they're looking for them sugar mamas. Take care of me.
But if you think about it, you know how men, we always say we want the chase, you know what I'm saying? But if you get a forward woman, that is the chase, you know what I'm saying? Because she's strong, she's ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the chase right there, you know what I mean? So just because she want to give you something don't mean, you know what I'm saying? You feel like, oh, she weak. That's the chase right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like you say, all right, now I got to really close everything. Like you were saying, Chris, you know, I got to close it. Now I'm approaching this woman. Just because she gave me the drink, I go over there. Now we got to really interact, right. See where our intellect is going with it. You know what I'm saying? How we conversate and so forth and so on.
Yeah, you can take it as like, oh, I've been challenged. Like, let me step my game up. You know, right.
Right.
C4.
Well, anybody have anything else to say in summation?
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Like all of us hot Angelinos out here. We thank you so much for tuning in. Please be sure to join us for the next Black is Bright. Peace. I'm not going to do that.